Unit 2. Exercise 4.
Okay, so that's the background and the reason we developed the program. Any questions? Okay, so let's move on to the next point and take a closer look at the Traffic Support Centre itself. As I said earlier, the TSC was set up in 2001 to help traffic flow more smoothly and basically to make the lives of motorists easier. In this part of my presentation, I'd like to tell you about the centre's activities, how we work exactly, and how motorists benefit from our services. So, let me give you a brief overview of the TSC's activities. Our main activities are to collect, analyse and communicate traffic information. After collecting traffic data from a number of different sources, we analyse them and then we inform the media, the police or other authorities, and last but not least, the motorists. This now leads us to my next point. How does the TSC collect data? Traffic monitoring equipment has been installed across the main traffic routes, which helps us gather real-time information on traffic speed and traffic flow. Additionally, we use variable traffic sensors and cameras. We also work together with other partners and authorities, for example, the police, traffic officers, and the media. Let me show you a few examples of how this works. So much for collecting data. Let's now turn to the next issue. How do we communicate information to motorists? We do this in a number of ways. By using electronic road signs, the internet and radio, and state-of-the-art telephone technology. Let me now come back to what I said earlier. The TSC wants to make the lives of motorists easier. So, in what ways does the motorist benefit? Well, first, through real-time information about the traffic situation. Second, through better advice about alternative routes. Third, through safer roads and less driver stress.